Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's the Democratic message before the midterm election? Let's go in-depth with Troy Price, chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party. Troy, why are you in Knoxville?
Well, I'm out today on the road. We're out talking about Governor Reynolds' record as it relates to this Medicaid, this privatized Medicaid disaster. You know, we've been over the last few weeks traveling around the state talking about various issues, and one of the big ones that I hear everywhere I go is about how people are just being left behind, how people are being hurt by this privatized Medicaid mess. And so we're traveling around the state today talking about that, and I wanted to come down to Knoxville and wanted to come down here and have a chance to talk to folks and see what they're hearing, see what the issues are across the state. But I do know that one of the big ones that I keep hearing about is this Medicaid mess. And so, you know, we look forward to having a good conversation with folks today about what they're hearing and how we can move forward as a state.
Well, and we're in Knoxville because that's where the Marion County Democrats' office is. And, and I just walked in and there's activities. People are, well, this is a Friday afternoon and people are here writing postcards. I'm not sure what they're doing, but it's a pretty busy office.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we've got a lot of great volunteers and a lot of great activists down here. You know, Megan's a great, one of our best county chairs here in the state, Megan Sewer is. And, you know, we've got, what I'm seeing across the state in Knoxville is, we're seeing it here in Knoxville as well, is people who are just fired up, people who are energized. You know, it's not just about, it's not just folks who are upset or angry at what's happened in Washington or what's happened in the State House. It's people who are energized about what we can do different in this state, about the fact that we can give people the health care they need, the fact that we can fund our schools, the fact that we can make sure that people are making a good wage at a good job. That's what people are excited about, and they're out here, folks all across the state are out here doing the hard work necessary of reaching out to voters and talking about what Democrats can do for this state and how we can get our state back on the right track.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Troy Price, chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party. Well, now you mentioned Medicaid, the privatization. Governor Reynolds has responded to some of these statements regarding it, and she would suggest that we're saving a lot of money, that there's been some glitches, but that they're doing their very best to deliver the best health care that they can, and that there was some need for overvision, need for privatization. It wasn't working very well. So she mounts quite a strong defense.
Well, that's what she says, but her rhetoric doesn't match the reality on the ground. I mean, first of all, they can't tell us how much this Medicaid program has saved. We've asked, Iowans have asked, press has asked, concerned citizens have asked, how much has this program saved? And we don't know. They can't tell us a straight answer. Well, what I do know is that the state had to go back and ask for another $100 million to cover, to give to these out-of-state corporations, these for-profit corporations that are running these the managed care organizations out there. And we know that they said that the cost per patient is going up 11% this year. And so they keep talking about all this savings, but yet we don't see it. What I can tell you, what we do see out there are the people who are being hurt. I was down in Creston last week, and I talked to a woman who, through tears, was telling me about her adult daughter who has an intellectual disability. And she, a few years ago, because of Medicaid, had access to different services that allowed her to work within the community and live within her own house. Now, those are gone. She was so upset, crying about the fact that her daughter doesn't have the dignity that she had just a few years ago. I was talking to a woman up in up in Spencer, who was telling me about her brother, who is on Medicaid and has an infected tooth. And the soonest that he can get that tooth and tooth fixed was 6 weeks after they first went to the dentist because of the Medicaid, the challenges with Medicaid and the reimbursements and the approvals and all that sort of stuff. And she turned to me and very simply said, I think they're just trying to wait him out. I think they're just hoping that he'll die so they don't have to pay for the surgery. This is what is actually happening on the ground. This is the reality of what Kim Reynolds's privatized Medicaid disaster is doing here in Iowa. And it's not just the people who are being impacted. It's also the fact that it's really having an adverse effect in rural communities because, you know, I come from a rural part of the state. And in some of these communities, you might only have, the only employer might be, or the biggest employer might be a nursing home, or it might be the hospital, or it might be a clinic. And because of these, the delays in payments and the slow approvals and all that sort of stuff that's happening because of this system, these clinics are losing money. We know of five providers that have closed down over the last couple of years. We know of different facilities that are struggling. We know of different providers that no longer take Medicaid patients because they just simply can't afford it. This is what's happening out there, and it's hurting our communities, it's hurting people, and it's just wrong. And the thing is, the governor knows it's wrong. The governor knows it's wrong. She can see that. We can all see that. Everyone who hears about this knows that this program isn't working. Yet, here we are, and she continues to double down on it. She continues to shovel more money into it, and the program's just not working. We need to go in a different direction. And so that's why Fred Hubbell has said on day one, he's going to start rolling this program back. And Democrats are committed to that because we know that it is wrong to treat people like this, and it is that we need to get back to helping all Iowans and standing up for all Iowans.
Okay, by rolling it back, what do you mean? It's easy to find fault with a system.
Mm-hmm.
What's the solution?
We will find that out as we go into this, but we do know that we have to start taking some of this back in. We have to start having more oversight and more control over this, and we have to stop giving these out-of-state corporations, these for-profit corporations, charging them with taking care of Iowans. We need to have solutions here that are in-state, and so that's what Fred's going to do when he's governor.
But specifically, do we have any specifics yet?
I think, it's very easy to break a vase. It takes a lot of time to put it back together. And I think we're going to have to, once Fred's elected, I know he's going to be working incredibly hard to make sure that he comes up with the best solution that will make sure that we are, in fact, taking care of Iowans across the state.
Is the answer to go back to, the public system that was in place before or something like that?
Well, I think that's where we need to, that's the system, the system was not perfect before. I will admit that. But people were getting the care they needed. People were getting access to services. People were being able to get health care. And what we've seen here over the last 2 to 3 years, it just isn't working. And so, yeah, I think we have to go back and take a look at that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Troy Price, chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party. As you travel, what else are you hearing?
I hear a lot about the underfunding of our schools, and I hear a lot about how teachers are not getting the resources they need. You know, the governor likes to talk about how she's put more money into education. Well, but again, the rhetoric doesn't match reality. I was talking to a teacher in Davenport who was telling me that she's a longtime kindergarten teacher who is paying out of pocket $1,000 a year to provide supplies for her students because the school district only gives her $25 at the beginning of the year to cover supplies. I was talking to an education advocate up in Northeast Iowa, who was telling me about class sizes in a rural district up there that are now at 40 people per class, and about a high school economics textbooks that was talking about how Blockbuster Video is the business model for the future. And This is what's happening out there, and this is the product, and this is what happens when you underfund your schools for so long. Schools need to be able to get about 3% each year to be able to maintain services and maintain the level of education. But for the last 8 years, the state, because of Governor Republican governors, Governor Branstad, Governor Reynolds, and then the Republican GOP, has kept funding at about 0 to 1%. And that means at a certain point, that gap becomes too big for school districts to be able to handle. And so what we're seeing out there is schools just not being able to provide the services and the education for our students that they used to be able to. And so that's another thing that I hear a lot about, particularly, again, this is something that impacts rural districts a lot more than it does in urban districts. And I mean, all school districts are hurting, I can tell you that, but like in rural parts of the state, schools are the community center. And I know in my hometown, my mom can still tell me what's going on at the high school, even though she hasn't had a kid in school in 15 years. And so, you know, and when the schools are suffering, people know it in the community.
Now, Governor Reynolds would say that funding increases every year and there isn't the money, that she would, you know, love to, you know, bring class sizes down, raise teacher pay, all of that, but there isn't the money for it.
Well, the reason why there isn't money for it is because it's going to out-of-state corporations. Think about how much money, think about how much more we could provide for our schools, well, or do for our schools, if we hadn't given $20 million to Apple. This is the richest company in the world, and we gave $20 million to that company to create 50 jobs in Waukee. Meanwhile, we are continuing to underfund our schools. We're cutting our community colleges. We're cutting our Regents institutions. Basically, what we're doing is that so that we can make sure that corporations and out-of-state businesses are getting tax cuts and tax breaks. So what the governor is doing is making sure that that can happen and keeping that harmless. Meanwhile, she's shifting the burden of the costs onto the costs of parents and students and folks on Medicaid and workers out there. She's shifting the cost back to people who rely on services and rely on government for them to be able to, you know, do live in their communities. And so that is what's happening out there. It really boils down to a question of priorities. And the governor has clearly shown us what her priorities are, and that is protecting corporations and making sure that they're getting the tax cuts that they want. Meanwhile, it's not providing, making sure that government works and that government provides the services that all of us here in this state count on government to do. And so that's why we are out here fighting so hard and talking to folks about this, is because people are ready for a change. They want a governor that's going to stand up for them. They want a legislature that's going to stand up for them. And that's why we're out here talking about Fred Hubble and Ann Fields and all these folks who are going to go into Des Moines and actually stand up for their communities and stand up for the state.
Now, it seems like just yesterday, I know it wasn't, but that voters in Iowa, you know, rejected Democratic messaging. They put in a Republican governor, Republican House, Republican Senate, and at the national level, same thing, and a Republican president. What's different about the Democratic messaging now?
Well, we've taken a hard look at as a party about what we've done right and what we've done wrong. And what we have been doing over the last 2 years is really trying to reconnect with voters and talk about what our values are as a party. I think that we may not have always done a great job talking about what our values are and what are the things that we are fighting for. And so we've been out there over the last 2 years reconnecting with those voters. And the other thing that's different from 2 years ago is that Republicans have had full control at the federal level and at the state level. And we're seeing the consequences of their policies. And I can tell you, people are pretty upset. People are upset with what's happening, whether it's underfunding of schools, the Medicaid mess, or, you know, issues like the collective bargaining bill and the gutting of the workers' comp system and other things that have hurt workers and hurt people across the state, taking away the ability of localities to raise the minimum wage. This Republican legislature actually cut, and this, and Governor Branstad actually cut the minimum wage in four counties in this state. I mean, it's mind-boggling when you actually think about it. And so people have seen what the Republicans have done. They've seen what's happened here in Des Moines, and they see the complete lack of action that's happening in Washington, D.C., and just the circus that has become. People want leaders that are going to fight for them. Fundamentally, people want... Fundamentally, what makes our state so great is the idea and the value that we're looking out for each other. And if someone gets knocked down, your neighbor's always there to help pick you back up. And that idea has been under attack these last couple of years. And we want to go back to that way. Iowans want to go back to that way. And I think that's why you're seeing so much energy and excitement on behalf of the Democratic Party this year.
Thanks to Troy Price for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.